Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Today's edition of Front Porch Talks took place on Wednesday afternoon, May 16th, here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. It was a mission partnership lunch where my dad, Pastor Kerry Willis, along with Heidi Dove, invited local nonprofits to the church for lunch. And in this particular mission partnership lunch, the group Kiris Global had a guest from South Africa with them that came and shared her testimony.
We are blessed to live in such a wonderfully cohesive community for as diverse as we are and kind of our different faith traditions and our different ways we approach ministry. But isn't that a picture and a snapshot of the kingdom? And I think it's worth preserving. So let's just say by faith, this is going to keep going on. And however God wants to do it, He'll make it happen, but we're going to commit to it, right?
Yes.
All right, sign your commitment cards and turn them in at the end of the meeting today. All right. Well, let's pray and bless our food. Father, thank you for the time to get together with like precious faith. Thank you, God, that our hearts are touched today by you gathering us together. We want to thank you for Pastor Kerry, for the vision that you gave him a while back to bring different ministries together as representing the body of Christ here in our community, and how we can receive support and encouragement for one another. We too have that kind of heartbroken joy today because we realize that you have called into another field of ministry. But that's because you have need of him there in the kingdom. And so we bless him, Lord. We thank you for the investment that he's made here. And we envy the people of the Philadelphia district because we know what they're going to be getting. We also identify in our loss of having someone so significant in our life being around every day. But thank God he'll still be around. We'll still see him around town at Costco. And if we're short a few funds, we know he'll help us out. Father, bless this food. Bless the hands we prepared. Bless our time together today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I was thinking as I was eating, these are my people. At least I wish you were. Not all of you. I don't know you all. But you're my kind of people. Because you're involved in, making the world different. That's what we all share, I think, is that a humbling call upon our lives to make the world different. I don't like to hear Christians say, that made a difference. That's way too small. Because what you are doing is making the world different. There's a difference. TV3, I think their slogan is, making a difference. You know? Okay, maybe if you're a reporter, that's what you're doing. But the kind of work, it's not really even work, isn't a fair term. The mission that all of you are on, it brings hope to this community and beyond the community for some. And today, I found out that Marcia was going to be bringing a friend with her from South Africa. And I thought, well, that would be good if we got to hear a testimony and maybe what the Lord's doing through Kiris Global down in South Africa. Maybe you've heard of their program, It Takes Courage. And Jenny can't be here today. Jenny's been really going through some trials physically with her eyesight. So we want to have a prayer for Jenny here in just a moment. Some cataract issues and things like that. So we hope that she can get, because with the eye issues, she's not been able to fly, and that's really, really a burden on her, because Marcia's taken off for Africa, and Jenny has to stay here, and they're partners in ministry, you know. So we'll have a prayer for Jenny in just a moment, but I told them the other night at Village to Village, it really touched my heart, the Village to Village fundraiser night at the Mill Creek Barn. And here's the reason it touched my heart. It was a lot of things to touch my heart, but what touched my heart deeply, it is the first nonprofit banquet I've ever been to in 24 years where two other nonprofits were invited to share their story. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's going to bless that kind of stuff. And I think that might have happened in part through this meeting, but just through collaboration. And maybe we have not collaborated enough in the past. But hey, you know what God does with the past? He forgives it. But from here onward, I think that the people in this room want to help one another. Maybe we don't know it yet, but there may be ways that we can actually help one another. Maybe by the time this comes to full fruition, maybe the different groups will be actually doing the banquets for each group. That'd be kind of awesome. The people are there giving. They'll say, I know you from somewhere. Well, yeah, I lead Wingfield Ministries. Well, why are you at the, you know, why are you at New Creation? Well, because we work together in this town. This is, we believe in each other. So, you know, I'm a real optimist. But so are you, Tina. So, early, if you were not here when we prayed, I said, if you haven't heard, my post is changing, and I'm moving to Philadelphia after 24 years in one place. I only pastored one church. Looks like that's going to be it. I'm going to oversee churches, which is a scary thing. But anyway, I won't be here the next time you gather, unless I happen to be in town and I'm hungry and I hear about it, which could be possible. But Heidi and Tim McElvoy, they will figure out where we go forward, you know, because we don't know the leadership. We're in a little bit of a vacuum here right now, but not much because I haven't left. You know, I take up a lot of wind. But the sense is, I told Heidi before we started, I'm a lame duck, you know, but that doesn't mean I don't quack, you know. But I hope that you all will continue to find a way forward to keep bringing this group together. And you all know Tim sitting right here, pastor at New Beginnings, and Heidi, where'd she go? Heidi is our mission partnership advocate. So Heidi, you have a few things to share, and then we're going to bring up the Charis Global group. And so we have a few things we'll ask of you and a few things we'll give to you.
Just if you were not here last time, if we could get updated information, we just want to make sure we have your email addresses, the correct contact people, that we can send information out to you. And if you have one of these under your napkin, there are three at each table. You can either take the flowers or one of the bags. Those are yours. And the Harrisonburg First Church cups are yours. They have candy in them because everybody loves candy. So those are for you guys to have.
Okay, so we'll pass the clipboard maybe to each table, Heidi. You want to just pass that to each table? And when you see the clipboard, just send it to the next table once your group has had a chance. Any change in your information? And Heidi's keeping that information. So if you ever need one another's information, just contact Heidi and she can share it with you if you need it. All right, let's have a prayer just a moment here. And Marcia, you come and introduce your guest and just share, you know, whatever's on your heart. Lord Jesus, we are certainly indebted to you and to one another. And we thank you for this time of fellowship around the summer picnic. We thank you for Angela for making sure we got this food together and for Heidi and the others who may have been helping. We're just so grateful. And sometimes when I meet with this group, I hear that old song in my head, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. And there's that line in there, I'm not worthy to be here, but thank God I belong. And I love these people. And I know that many of them are carrying burdens today that they won't have time to share here. They maybe not be able to put them into words. Some of these ministries are carrying volunteer shortages and they don't know what they're going to do. Some are having a little bit of a shortfall, maybe in their finances. Lord, we want to remind ourselves by telling you that this is your work. And we know that you are not limited in resources. So Lord, today my prayer would be that while I don't believe that you're impressed that we've come together, I do believe it delights your heart. And today, Lord, wherever those voids exist in the ministries in this room and in places I didn't know to mention that they have voids, maybe they have leadership vacuum going on or just a lot of things that they just don't know exactly how to get their arms around, I just pray, God, that while they have come here today to rest a while, that you will go to those ministries, Lord, and that you will begin to make up the difference in ways that we can only give you credit for. And we know that the ministry you've called us to matters. And we really want to get you lifted up. That's what we're really attempting to do. So, Lord, help us to know how to make each ministry wear the face of Jesus. And to put your countenance on each of our workers, our volunteers, those who are the directors and the founders. God, I just pray that we would learn how to collaborate better and that we will see that sometimes the blessing for our own ministry may simply lie in assisting the ministry of another. So God, you would put this in our heart today because this is how you think. You would put it in our mind. And so I pray that we would today leave here, maybe our minds a little more attuned to yours, just because we came together. And I don't know how Jenny is doing exactly today with her eyesight, but when I saw her at the Village to Village event, she was really asking for prayer. And so I pray that you would be with Jenny today. I know she'd love to be here. But let her know in some way that she's not forgotten. Certainly not by you, but also not forgotten by us. And we would pray, Lord, that if you could bring healing, that would bring honor to yourself, glory to your kingdom. We just thank you in advance
yes.
for what you are doing in Jenny's life.
Thank you.
And now as Marcia comes and brings her friend from South Africa, give us ears to hear
yes.
and put some seed in good soil today. May we know in just a few moments why we're here today. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Y'all can come right here to the mic. And the reason we ask you to speak behind the mic is because some that can't make it, they can go to frontporchtalks.com and listen later.
Okay.
And if you want to hear what you said, like the Lord gave you a really good story while you were here, I do this sometimes. You go back and listen to yourself and write that down.
Well, thank you, Pastor Carey, and thank you, everyone else. I spend a lot of time traveling, but I've lived in the Valley almost 20 years. My name is Marcia Ball. I was a professor at James Madison University for over 10 years. Came here in the Valley about 92. And my background is public health education. My doctorate is in education with an emphasis in public health. And I really thought I would like had landed in this utopia community of Harrisonburg and James Madison, and I was just one happy camper. Started an international health concentration at the university with a goal of being a Christian professor in public health, which there are not a whole lot of them, trying to help young people who love the Lord, were interested in public health, catch a vision for being missionaries abroad, practicing their profession, and making a difference for the kingdom. So I really thought for many years that was like what I was going to be doing. But then over time, as a professor, I started volunteering for some critical positions. I was involved in the Department of Health at the state level for teen pregnancy prevention, got involved at the national level for sexual health issues, particularly in the promotion of abstinence education, and was really traveling and doing a lot of that until I was asked to serve on a committee that really started looking at HIV/AIDS prevention. And that led me then to serve as a volunteer because Campus Crusade for Christ, located down in Orlando, had decided in the mid-90s that they needed to have a better response to the AIDS epidemic. That all over the world where they had ministries, there were pastors completely paralyzed in understanding their role and understanding even the medical issues around the epidemic. And there was a lot of toxic faith going on. There was a lot of condemning, shaming, AIDS is sin, and all that. And we lost a lot of opportunity because the church is so active all over the world. And Crusade had as a desire to start mobilizing the church to be the beacon of hope in communities with messages that were much more sophisticated and would truly help. So through a series of events I won't go into, I ended up in the thick of that with Dr. Jenny Cirillo, and that's how we met. I had a meeting with all of the muckety-mucks of Campus Crusade for Christ who were saying, how in the world do we do this as a Christian organization in the 90s? And we got to talk about things like sex and rape and abuse, and it's messy. And so they really wanted to know how to get involved in all of this. Fast forward 10 years later, 50 countries, curriculums, and all of that. We were involved in hosting conferences, 100, 200 people. Jenny and I and our team of colleagues from universities around the world. We're the external experts coming in, doing all these conferences. That way, if we screwed up, Crusade could say, well, those are those consultant external people. And so that we had it all buffered to protect their ministry. And so really, Jenny and I found ourselves on the forefront of HIV/AIDS prevention as specialists in that area. But as we were doing all of these conferences and meeting friends and developing relationships, it became critical to us that for so many years we said, AIDS is real. Hey, everybody, this is real. This is how it's transmitted. This is why God said we should live our lives these ways. This is what it means to care, like Jesus says to care, on and on and on. And we were just crushed by exactly what happens in communities that are so ravaged by this disease. Social systems falling apart, teachers dying, classrooms getting merged together, grannies, 80, 90-year-old ladies hobbling along, taking care of 10 children. It just broke our heart. And one day after church, Jenny and I sat and we said, "What? Okay, so we're really busy and we got a lot going on, but what if, do you think we could get our friends together? Just people we know. Could we find a granny that we could really trust and maybe get our friends, everybody pay for 1 month, and maybe we could take care of a half a dozen, maybe 10 kids, and maybe one day one could go to college?" And so we were like, okay, let's think about this. Well, as only God can do, and you know from your own ministries, it's kind of a laughable thing. 3 orphan care centers later, 300 kids involved in programs, it just became a central part of our ministry. And in fact, it's really started to overshadow everything we do. So we ended up creating a partnership in South Africa with an organization called Acts to Change. And our vision was to find a public school where there was a Christian leader, a church who had the guts to address these issues and be a good role model in the community, and see if we could work together, provide some external funding, and set up an after-school program for kids to come after school to get fed, just a holistic program from counseling, food, medical issues, everything, hear about Jesus, and see if we can make a difference. So now we find ourselves in a position where we have an orphan care center that Kiris is responsible for, and it's reaching out to the community. And so my guest today is Kelly Boheely Cooley, and I'm going to invite her to come. I just wanted to give you that background of how God moves in such huge ways. This woman is the manager, the director of the Orphan Care Center that's located in Soshanguve, outside of Pretoria in South Africa. So I'm just going to ask her a few questions, and she's going to share with you what's on her heart. But everything we do in this community, from what we do in schools, what we do in homes, comes through her leadership. And she is amazing. So, Kelly, if you would just tell us a little bit first about you personally. What is your family like and how you found yourself on staff at the center?
Okay, hello, everybody. As Masha had introduced me, my name is Kelly Boheely Cooley. It means thank you. My mother gave me that name because she was praying for a girl. After 2 boys and 1 girl, she wanted to balance. So when she was blessed with a girl, she just simply said, thank you. So that is what my name means. I have 4 boys, ages 15, 13, 8, and 6. I live with my mother. I was married, and then I got divorced, and we are remarried. And I don't live in Soshanguve. I live in a different part of South Africa, but it's like 3 hours to get to work using public transport. But if it's just by private car, it takes like 1 hour. So I found out about Kiris through my sister, who is the school principal of the school that Masha had mentioned earlier. because I was always complaining about the work that I was doing, because I always wanted to work with children. I love children. That's what I have for. And so she was like, you know what? There's an opening. We're looking for someone to manage an orphan care center. So if you're interested, you could send in your CV and take it from there. And I did that, went for an interview. I was scared. I was frightened because everybody on the panel was so serious. And the interview went great, I think. It did, because I'm standing here now. And almost 5 years later, I'm still with Curious, working there. I love it very much. From when I started working there, there were maybe around 40 to 50 children. Now we have over 100, around 130 children. And some of the children have been there for the 10 years that the Orphan Care Center has been in existence. And we get new children coming in. And when they come in, they just love the place because they receive love. They receive a hot meal. We assist with homework. We help buy a school uniform through donations that Curious really generously provides to us. We offer food parcels to families. They are, for the 130 children that we have 75 homes. They come from 75 different homes. Family members ranging from 6 to 13 in one household, with a granny heading the house, looking after 6 grandchildren and uncles. So it's quite a work that we do. But we love it because it brings hope to the children and the family and the community at large. So,
Kelly, can you sort of give us an understanding of how the work of the work, caring for the children, is happening practically, and how you see the staff and the children developing in the relationship with Christ, and what's happening spiritually, not only at the center, but because of the hub that we have? What's going on in the community?
Because I've only been there for half the years that the center has been in existence, but I can honestly say that it has grown a lot. Like, with the center, a lot of crime happens around the neighborhood, but and like houses get broken into, but for some reason, there is protection over the center. People in around the community, they know that place, it's blessed. The kids from the community go there. So we don't have like security alarm systems. The community are our security. So even if people from outside, they attempted to break in, steal computers, because crime is really very high in Soshanguve, it's protected by the community. So the community is very supportive. We, the staff in total, there's 15 of us, and I'm turning 38 this year, so I'm the oldest. So you can imagine it's people in their 20s caring for these children. And with trainings and spiritual upliftment workshops, Bible studies, we have grown, because in South Africa, they are Christian people, and there are also people who believe in ancestors and practicing ancestral beliefs and customs. So as we have become part of Kira's, the Orphan Care Center, having people like Marcia and Jenny coming through, bringing other people from different parts of the world coming in, teaching us more about Christ, how Jesus loves all of us, regardless of our differences, our color, our cultures. Just knowing that God is there, God does exist, and He loves every one of us. It doesn't matter if your life situation is this way. It's not meant to be perfect, but God's love is perfect. So we grow every day in knowing that and believing that God is with us. Because it's quite difficult to tell a child who's lost her mother at childbirth and she feels, no, God doesn't love me. And yet there's other people all over the world caring for her. So it brings hope. I'm not going to cry.
Of course, she just got off a plane yesterday, too. So this is a big thing for her.
So it's a it's a place where hope is restored for children coming in and knowing that she's not my mother, but she loves me like she is. She's not my father, but he loves me like he is. So that is what really makes my heart smile. And having donations of us being able to give support to the families with food parcels each month, which it's not much, but it helps, knowing that at the end of the day there's something to eat, because most of the children, they only have like one meal a day, which they receive at the same. So when we receive donations, of food parcels, it leaves a little bit of a burden that a kid can say, I'm looking forward to go to the center, but I'm also looking forward to go home because I know there's a meal waiting for me. And we, once or twice a year, we will invite all the families to have what you call a barbecue, we call a braai. We will invite all the families to enjoy a day. Start off like with words of inspiration, singing, dancing, the grannies singing, dancing, and then end up with a nice meal, and the kids will do some singing, drama acting, and all kinds of activities just to have a fun day for everyone.
How can we best pray? How can these friends pray and support you personally? And what do we as a team need prayer about?
I think the best is, from what I think, is to restore hope, to know that there are people who care. It's not by choice that one is born in a certain situation, but when you know that people who don't even know you, who never even met you, are praying for you, I'm praying for someone that, God, please protect that little child. Help them to have more inspiration to want to finish school, not allow difficulties from when they are young to put them down and think that there's no hope. So it helps to know, because they always say, oh, our American friends, our American family. And when friends come over, they just never want to leave because the kids just capture their hearts. So it's what I would ask for in prayer.
Does anyone else have a question for Kayla? Pastor Carey, can I invite you to come and pray with Kayla? This is an amazing lady. She's got this whole staff of people she's mentoring. She's their mama. Many of our staff members are orphans themselves. So she's mama to the staff, mama to all these kids. She has four of her own. She takes public transport almost 4 hours every day to go back and forth to the center. And I am in awe of her heart. And honestly, I don't think many of us would choose to do what she does. We're always looking for the easier way. And this heart is amazing. And so our job is to make her better. Our job is for her to train her team and for her team to be the beacon. And I am so privileged for her to get to know you. And before you pray, Pastor Carey, I would like to say, too, that at Kairos Global, we're education specialists. We have curriculum. We have training programs. If your ministry could possibly be helped by ours, please give us a call. We're crazy busy, but we would love to help you and support your work in the community here as well. We don't get to be here often, but our heart is with our community.
That's right. Spell your name. Kayla. I say it right?
Almost.
Say it. I'm going to learn it.
Kile.
Kile.
Yes, le at the end.
Kile.
Yes.
Right. Good. Lord Jesus, Kile is a sanctuary of your presence.
Yes, sir.
And you brought her all the way across many countries to be here with us today, I have no doubt. And she simply showed up today in this room, and it has made our hearts aglow. We pray for the specifics of her everyday life. I pray for her four children today. Probably it's difficult being away from them, even for a while here in the States. I just pray that you would comfort them back home in South Africa. And I pray that as Akile gets on that public transit, that those hours each day would be holy. That those would be the moments when you embrace her with your grace and you fill her with your strength and you make her a world changer. Because I believe that is exactly who she is, a world changer. And she's pouring her life into the lives of children who have suffered tremendous loss. I cannot begin to understand the heartache. I cannot begin to understand the desperation that some of the children must have who come into her center. And I pray that you will continue to keep her countenance aglow so that when these children come, truly, as she has already spoken, that hope will be restored.
Amen.
I've never heard it said more simply or more beautifully than when she said, the children look at her like, well, she's not my mom, but she loves me as if she were. That is just some of the most poetic sounds I've ever heard. And Lord, I pray that we would catch some of this today in a fresh new way. Maybe there's someone in the room other than myself that needed to hear this encouragement today, this inspiration. And Lord, we thank you for tears. I believe in my life that tears are proof of the witness of your Spirit. And I pray that your precious daughter here would take these tears as from the Father saying, well done, well done. And I pray that as she's here with Caris Global and I know they have their fundraiser coming up Sunday. I just pray that you would give them the best event ever.
Yes.
And that Kile would be able to go back to South Africa with more good news. That others have come to be a part of their lives. I pray for what's going on in the room. I know that there is a trip that is being sponsored by Caris Global. And I know Village to Village is part of that. And I believe maybe New Creation, maybe others. I pray that you would make that a beautiful trip of synergy.
Yes.
And the folk who will go on that trip are going to get their hearts grabbed and they're not going to want to leave South Africa. So I pray that that burden will come back home and turn into blessing and turn into action.
Thank you.
And so, Lord, today, thank you. We are humbled to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Can I hug you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Precious. I know why your name. Thank you. Yes. And thank you, Marcia. Thank you for showing up. It's amazing what God's done through the years with your ministry. Yeah, I remember the early days. God's really been at work. And only eternity will be what's really happened. Okay. Well, we don't have anything else planned today. You had lunch. You had spiritual food. And I'm just delighted. We almost had to take the wall down, put another table in. So, yes, Brother Steve.
When you were talking about cooperation.
Yes.
I just felt like the Lord put on my heart.
Yes.
Anybody that wants to put a booth at Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. For
free of charge.
Free of charge booth.
And we had, last year we had 6,000 people there.
Wow.
So.
It's at the fairgrounds on
the fairgrounds.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
4 o'clock? Is that
four,
what it is?
4 to 8.
4 to 8.
Jason Crabb is our special guest this year.
Okay.
John Schmidt and Jeff Pullen Band. But Well, there'll be a section. You can put a tent up. You can put a table
be
up.
Be wonderful.
Wherever you want to
Who
do.
Would they talk to at Terry. Your ministry? Terry, okay. We got a box of literature here, yeah. I believe, that goes with yeah. Memorial Day. Do you want to
make... Well, I've got actually some over here on the counter.
Okay. So if you want to make available, if you want to get some materials for the Memorial Day, thank you, Steve. Yeah. And there's just a free opportunity to get your word out, meet some folk. And
they'll get us their logo. We've got an LED wall. We'll put their logo up on the LED
okay.
wall so people can see it. And we'll encourage people to stop by.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And see Terry right here. Yep. She's a go-getter. So she'll make sure that you get your slot out there. And is the donut truck coming back?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all that matters. Okay, well, let's... Luke?
If you... in response to Steve's invitation, I have forms for the arts, crafts, and business vendor area. Let's make it simple because we're down to the last days. Fill them out and leave them with Terry today,
yep.
and then we'll tell you where your spot is.
Awesome. Perfect. And you can just show up at 3 o'clock and set up?
Yeah.
You'll be ready to roll. And they're having the car show this
Got
year.
Car show.
6,000 people last year.
Yeah, that's what they
and
said.
Bring a
Fair
chair.
Said that.
Bring a
yeah,
chair.
Bring a lawn chair.
Yeah, bring a lawn chair or something like that. It's a beautiful day, free of charge. Thank you for that gift to the community, Steve. And I know that many of the things you've done through the years is why we're even having the kind of thing we're having today. So I know it's in your heart, brother. All right, well, we're going to let you be dismissed. If you'd like to talk, anybody have any announcements about anything you'd like to say quickly about your ministry or anything? Yes?
So I'm Kirsten. I'm with Central Valley Habitat.
Yep.
And it hasn't got, the word hasn't really gotten out a lot, but we're starting a brand new fundraiser this year. And we want to get the local community together, so we're asking for groups of 5 to 10 people, and we're going to do a playhouse build day. So what you do is you fundraise $1,500, we buy materials for you, and all you got to do is show up on October 20th, and we build playhouses. And then that allows us to build more homes in the community.
Oh,
so if anybody has...
Okay, and Kirsten, right?
Yes.
Kirsten is new at the Valley Habitat. She just graduated from Bridgewater. And she's ready to do something. I love that look on your face. It's exciting. I used to see that in the mirror when I was young. Anybody else, anything about your ministry that you just want to say to us? Yes?
I want to thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
Because about a year and a half ago, you had a meeting here of a whole bunch of us on a Sunday.
Yeah, I remember.
At that meeting, we were able to meet the folks from Church World Service just one exhibit away. And as a result, we now have the whole family, the Miguel González family.
From Cuba. I remember that.
They all received their papers yesterday.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Keith, who's with Equipping the Saints. And they had an issue trying to get someone here to be a part of their organization, didn't know what they were going to do. And because we came together, they set their table up right next to the answer.
Amen.
You got to love a God like that, you know. So, Keith, thank you, brother. And thank you for your service to the community. If you've never been to Equipping the Saints down in Weir's Cave, you need to at least go get a tour and see what's in that building. It is something else. And they have a great book section there. Just all kinds of nice things. I know Felicidad's familiar with it. Anybody else need to say anything? Want to? I don't want to keep you, but I want you to feel like you matter. Because you do. And in the future, we just don't know what will happen. But y'all stay at it, okay? Tim? 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 Okay. Lord Jesus, we are moved today. Our hearts are strangely warmed. And we know that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And I pray that you will give success, spiritual success, to the ministries represented here. And I pray tonight when each person in this room lays their head on their pillow that they will have a deep sense that they're not forgotten, that their life matters. It matters to you, it matters to us, and it matters to this community and beyond. And Lord, help us to remember to pray for one another. Your Spirit is so faithful. And I think about what's going on in this room. Babies' lives are being saved because of what's happening in this room. Today, hungry people are going to be fed this week because of what's happening in this room today. Lord, I could continue to just list what's going on, but we sometimes we forget that the gospel is good news and so many people need to hear it.
Amen.
So help us live it, and then perhaps we'll be able to say it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.